a wonderful rendition they offered to the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for our brother Maxwell, for God's grace over their life. They traveled to Dubai and they are here this morning. Let's give a clap offering to Jesus. I also want to thank God for our pastor, Austin. The family honored him yesterday. And my prayer is that as they have honored the dad, that God will honor them. I also want to recognize one of my colleagues. Her name is Phyllis. She's sitting at the back. She worked yesterday, and she has been here before. And this morning, she's here to worship with us. Wave your hand and praise the Lord. I also want to extend my thanks to all those who, in one way or the other, has honored my guests. Every year they come here during summer to get some rest. We know how it is over there. And a lot of families has extended hands of fellowship to them. And many has indicated their interest. This time around they did a lot of travel, so they were not able to meet other appointments. I want to thank you all. And by this week they'll be leaving. I want you to raise your hands. So we're going to pray for them at the end of the service. Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? In Jesus' name, our eternal King of glory, bless you. We worship you. We thank you for another opportunity to be in your presence. It is a miracle. We thank you for all the good things we have been hearing you are doing among us. May your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, at this moment we are going to hear from you, Lord. Your servant is nothing, but I want you to speak through me, O Lord. The message that is going to come forth, O Lord, let it minister grace, O Lord. Let it bear fruit into the life of everyone that is here and beyond, and all those who are hearing us, even in the internet, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. My message this morning, as a matter of fact, when Pastor was speaking last Sunday, I said, did he get my transcript manuscript? I said, I wanted to change. I said, okay, well, most of us has gone through school. You know, when a professor is saying something and repeating it and repeating it, it's very, very important. I said, maybe God has something to tell us, but in a different way. Praise the Lord. The topic of my message this morning is the tongue. We know it's a very common thing. We know the tongue. As the Lord is going to lead us at the end of this message, I believe we are going to be blessed. Praise the Lord. Let us get to the book of James chapter 3 verse 5. James 3:5. I read, even so the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire that kindled. Praise the Lord. The tongue, as small as it is in our body, is capable of doing so much, many things. The tongue can build, the tongue can destroy. It's like a two-edged sword. It depends on how you use it. If you use it for a good purpose, you enjoy the benefits of the tongue. But if you use it wrongly, is very destructive. Just as we are gathered here, something might set from the tongue can set everybody just against one another. And with the same tongue, we can bring harmony. Praise the Lord. So my message this morning is going to concentrate on the unit, the family unit. Unfortunately, the kids, most of them has gone to school because this message goes across every person. The family, the children, the husband, and the wife. Every one of us here is incorporated in this. If you are not married yet, you are a prospective wife. If you are a husband, you are a prospective husband, the message is for you. If you're already married, the message is for you. Praise the Lord. I'll be going from one place to the other. I want you to follow the area that the Lord blesses you, you latch on it. I'm going to give some personal testimonies and experiences of how this tongue has worked for me. Praise the Lord. First of all, in marriages, most of the problem we do have in marriages is communication. If we have known how to communicate, we will solve greater part of the problems we do have in marriage. But because we don't know how to communicate, sometimes, I don't generalize, for most of us, we don't have to know how to communicate, it brings problem. There are ordinances that God has given to us as husband, our obligations to our wives, our obligation to our children. As the head of household, God has given us a task, and that task we cannot run away from it. And the family is like a relay. You move and hand over. So whatever we are doing a relay, and we are handing over. And incidentally, family, how do I put it? Getting to this family, there is no special school where you go, oh, we know how to, this is the way I'm going to lead my family. You just grow and mature and find yourself inside it. And you start working. Sometimes the strategies we use are the wrong strategies, and we don't get results. But at the end of this message, God is going to speak to us that if we are not doing it right, we try to make a change so that we reap the benefits of family and marriage. Because whatever we do in this life, it starts and ends with family. Your family, the nuclear family. Every other thing is secondary. Praise the Lord. We need to learn how to speak to our wives as a husband. Gentleness, love, with kindness. Sometimes we overall want to show off that we are the head. You can talk to your wife anyhow. There are strategies that we need to use. For instance, my very self, before I got married, I know there are strategies. Before I talk to my wife, honestly, I go and learn how to fashion my voice. The kind of English I use. Yes. Yeah. And you see, everybody's different. I know that every one of us here, even those who have married a long time ago, you know how you cut your wife. You know the way you talk to her so that it be pleased in the sound voice. But today, you ask yourself, does that voice still exist? If it still doesn't exist, you need to go back to the drawing board and check yourself. Because that's one of the things that will help to augment your family. Good words, soft voice. For some of us that has a very loud voice, we need to learn how to modify. Like here, when you are going to an interview, sometimes some people may be disqualified because of the way they answer questions. Their answer is not coming with grace. It's very harsh. Sometimes you need to voice, tune your voice. It may be very nice to the other end, hearing it, you don't want to hear it. Just, everything is just scattering. But a smooth, soft voice makes things to mellow down. Praise the Lord. In the same vein, for our wives, another thing I want to say, originality is very important. Be yourself. Everybody's unique. I am very unique. You are very unique. Don't copy me the way I say things. Try to know your partner, how things that pleases him. You may not be asking too much, but those things that you see that it just releases some dopamine in his brain and makes him feel happy. Try to latch on that. Your husband may not be asking too much, because I have tried to look at this life. Sometimes some people may think that money is the problem, why some people get divorced. No. Because you see billionaires, of all the riches they have, they still have problems. So money is not the problem. The problem is understanding. The problem is respect. If you respect each other, I believe strongly, what I'm saying is, in a typical ideal Christian family, as a family in Christ, the way we should live our lives, the way we should communicate. Because no matter whatever you do outside and your family, you are losing it. You are losing it. A family, a home, is supposed to be a place, if you are out, you go to work, you look forward to coming back to it. You look forward to coming back to somebody that will welcome you. When you started your courtship, try to reignite that kindle. You try to communicate every time. You use some soft names. If you know whatever you call your wife or your husband, try to keep on with it. There are also some people that are good at public display of affection. If your own husband does not have that kind of charisma of public display of affection, do not count it as he doesn't love you. If your wife, you are the one that want people to show, oh, your wife loves you, maybe kiss you, and is not doing it, don't count it that he loves you. Try to know the weakness or what that person can do. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes, you know, like a home movie, some people are really carried away with what they see in the picture outside. What matters most is when you and your personality, that's what you should consider most. Praise the Lord. Also, you cannot give what you don't have. The Bible says that after the abundance of the heart, the mouth does what? Speak it. If your heart is not, you cannot fake it. If your heart is not right with your partner, it's mechanical. And God has given everyone, even little children, they know when you are just trying to, you know, sometimes purposely just let go. Your heart must be pure. Be serious with the relationship. Be serious with what you are doing. It's a business. Don't listen to people who has failed. They want to tell you to, you know, oh, they generalize. Oh, you know, all these women, if you give them chance, oh, they will finish you. These men are the same. Don't trust any man. You are destroying your family. Know your own person. Know that you are different. That you are married as a Christian, that you are to sustain that marriage. Praise the Lord. Also, forgiveness. I was reading one of the posts today. A lady, the husband, I think she caught the husband in a compromising position. The husband went and bought so many things. Some people have a way of saying sorry, But the wife, oh, she felt that this my husband has done the unthinkable. She carries the grudges. And this husband is asthmatic. In the night, she slept in another room. In the morning, she didn't even know what the man had suffered. The man was going through crisis, struggling for his inhaler. He couldn't find it. The woman finished in the morning, burning, and then this man, and then only to go and even didn't even care to just to see if he's there. The man is gone. That is what anger and unforgiveness can lead to. Marriage is all about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Because nobody is perfect. No matter how you think you are perfect. Because what you think you are doing right, the other person, he may not be doing right. He may not be just trying to. It's just accommodating one another. Praise the Lord. In terms of words, as I said, words. The words we speak has power. Death and life is in the power of tongue. Sometimes some people may try to condemn you. There are many scriptures I have here, but I'm not going to read, but I'm going to paraphrase some of the things that are in the scripture just to make sure you get the message. The Bible says death and life is in the power of tongue. When you speak life or when you want to affirm good things in your life, there are other things you need to do. You'll be very, very strategic. Not just you say it and then you just go and see that. No, it doesn't work that way. You believe it, you say it, speak it out, act on it, ask God's wisdom. As I said, when we were about to come to America, we went to embassy. We know how difficult it was for us to get affidavit of support. Somebody from here. It took us time and we have only 2 weeks. At the first preliminary interview, the lady who was interviewing us said, oh, this is it's fake. I said, what do you say? I said, it's not fake. Sometimes you need boldness because devil might try to use some people to frustrate you. I said, it's not fake. He said, photocopy. I said, do you know what it took me to get this? He said, well, I said, okay, and do your research. Before we came, I discovered that you can sponsor yourself. You sometimes don't need somebody else to sponsor you. He said that, it's okay that even if that one, that forget about it, I can sponsor myself. He said, no one has sponsored himself and succeeded. That immediately I said, no, where others fail, I will succeed. That was my word. He said, okay, only the white man will handle their case. My wife is a testimony. My guest, their testimony, God really proved himself. That same day, to cut the story short, God prayed. Even the person that was doing the interview found favor in us. All the things he didn't even care to look at those things. He asked, oh, how much do you think you can? I said, how much do you? I said, do you have 200,000? I said, is it what you want? Sometimes you need some boldness. You see, is it what you want for me to? He said, yeah, it's okay, no problem. She shook her head and then it's okay. Everything is a story. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you need to stand your feet. Sometimes you may try to do something. The other person in you is telling you, I can that you are not capable, I cannot do it. I want to tell you that God has deposited in us so many potentials. We just use a little fraction of it. And until you get into it, that's when it develops. And because this person, oh, say it's difficult. You have not even tried it. It's difficult. Or sometimes, oh, my problem, my sickness. It's not your sickness. The Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. And when you are affirming the word of God, you need to do what you're supposed to do. If there are certain life modifications that you need to do, you do that. Praise the Lord. You need to do some life changes. Because God is not the author of confusion. He needs you before he acts. Some instances is very miracles does happen. It's not ruled out. But in certain things that you need to decree, God expects you to be involved. He wants you to be involved. No matter, sometimes it may seem foolish, But God wants you to be, he wants some level of responsibility from you. If you're a student, you are praying to God for success. Yes, first of all, believe in you that you are going to succeed. Do all you need to do. Submit your assignment on time. If you don't submit it on time, there are removing marks. You're failing. No matter how you pray, you're going to fail. There is no two ways about it. Praise the Lord. But when you do your own part, God will honor himself and make you to succeed. Praise the Lord. Another thing, for your children, even, we know, you see, rearing children is one of the most difficult things for most of us here. And for those of you who have not been in that family, you need to also listen very well. To train a child is not an easy task, whether here, any place. Because you are here modifying them in their own way. They spend most of the time outside, where you are not there. With the teachers, you don't know where they are teaching them. With their friends, in the school. But you have a responsibility to bring them to the knowledge, to the grace of God. Sometimes you may think that they are not following. They are. It may not come as so automatic, but the time will come when God will make those things to make. They may make mistakes. Don't think that it is over with them. In everything, in their spiritual life, in their careers, in their physical things. Sometimes you say, oh, they need direction because they don't know what to do. Certain things, they don't know where they're going. Somebody needs to talk to them. So this is what you want to do. Say, yes, okay. There is nothing bad in it. But what if you go this way and still, at the end of the day, you may still want to go to that way? Because you, experience is the best teacher. You may have looked at, based on the situation of things at this moment, that where he's going, statistics shows that there is no much way in that path. And the communication is very important. How you communicate it, the message, is very important. Because you may have a good message, but wrong communication is not gonna, work. There must be a synergy between the way you pass the message and the message so that it will work out fine. Praise the Lord. My son, Kingsley, I know he's very smart in mathematics. One point he came, oh, I want to do business. Business is good, fine. There is no problem in doing business. I said, okay. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know that he has been talking with the mom too. The mom is also, that's why it's good for parents. It's not, parenting is not one-sided. And when two people are parenting, don't think that you are the one that is doing the most job. Everybody has a strategy they use. Devise a strategy. Know your child. Every child is different. The way you communicate is different. I said, okay, what if you do something and then the way I went it, he didn't go well with me. He didn't go down. But the mom talked to him. I was surprised. I don't even know that mom was talking to him too. He has to make a change. Because the business, he can still do it after getting another professional career. Praise the Lord. When you talk to your children, don't look down on them. My little lawyer, I said, I am going to use myself as example for this message. My little lawyer, as small as he is, if I talk, he said, Daddy, you're too loud. Yes. And sometimes when I push, he won't do it. But the mom will come and pet him, call him names, Roro, this and this. You start him. The things he refused to do with me, he's doing it with the mom. I said, okay, if that is the way out, I have to modify. Sometimes these children, when they grow up, there are certain things they want to try out. If you look at it, you push it, you didn't, just keep on praying. Do not relent. It's a work in progress. Continue. The same may find. Even Prince, when he was growing up, he blew his hair. He was, oh my God, you see it. He was very, yeah. I talked to, why are you, he said, yeah. People say, it's okay. I left him. I talk. The worst is that if they're going to barb their hair, they charge $30, $40. But when he come back, he said, did you, it doesn't look as if something happened to it. And I look at the amount they are charging. And my own very self, I will just use clip and cover it. One day he came back, the whole hair is gone. Nobody talked to him anymore. The hair is gone. He cut it very skin. If I have continued that this is where I want to pin it, there are two things that happen. He will lose trust in me. Other things that I will tell him that will make sense to him, because I am too strong-headed, he's not going to comply. The Bible says, I thought it's the other way, children, honor your father and mother. How can he say, do not provoke your children to anger? When I was reading that passage, in fact, God is great. Sometimes we don't do it right. We are overbearing. Imposition. They are different human beings with different DNA, even though we are their fathers. The life I'm living today is not the life my dad lived. They may be coming to church. Your duty and responsibility as your children are in the church is to continually praying to them that God will convince them to be a child of God. That they will have personal encounter. I was born in my parents. It's very hard to be born in a very Christian family. For those of you who were born very little, it's very difficult. Because you see your friends, what do you know? They are doing things, enjoying life, going, you know, playing. Every time they take Bible study in the morning, 5 o'clock, they wake you up. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning. And others, 4 o'clock, you go Bible study. Sunday, scripture union, one thing or the other, prayer house. It's not easy to keep up. Any slightest opportunity, you just try to sneak out. Personally, the day I have personal encounter with Christ, I shedded tears. I know what it means to be born again. Nobody's pushing me again. But they were constantly praying, bringing me to the knowledge of God. So don't think that, or maybe your child today is not doing what you think, is lost. Don't give up. The miracle is coming. Do not give up. Or you're asking something from God, it has not materialized. Do not give up. God has not given up on you. It may be delayed, but that doesn't mean that God is not paying attention. He does his own things in his own time. Praise the Lord. The pastor last night said, when you put your hands on the plow, do not look back. You look for the prize. You look for the prize. These children, they do their own thing. I know most of us here have kids who are in school. My son, Prince, sometimes a space is the best teacher for them. Prince, speaking positive things for your children is very important. If time will permit me, I will tell you how fathers, and then when the fathers are not there, God will carry that power and put it upon mothers. There is a very big power that God gives fathers that no other person can give it to that child. No pastor even can give it to that child. The blessing of a father. Speaking positive things in their life. Even when you think that physically is not working, speak positive things in their life. Even when they make you angry, restrain yourself from saying things you may regret. Try to restrain yourself. I remember Pastor Julius one time, she said, if the mom, if you do that, she tried to be very, very smart about it. Say, okay, it caused a tree. instead of cursing that person, because the mom knows the power of words. The words we speak are very strong. We are small gods. God has given us that same power. And when we speak things, it's come to, you speak things that have not happened as if they have existed. My son Prince, I was sharing it to my guest. I started calling him doctor when he was second grade. My wife is a witness. You start to speak things, and it doesn't mean that you start working on it. It's not that medicine is the best career in life. And as a matter of fact, you don't sometimes, you these kids, especially American kids, you should be aware that you don't force them what to do, but you can direct them. Maybe you talk to them. That's where also knowledge and understanding and strategy has a role to play. Because most of them, they don't know when this is what they want. Some of them know the path they're going. Some of them, even when they're in 12th grade, you ask, what do you want to do? I don't know. They need to know what they're going to do. If they don't know, redirect them. Send them to go and do research themselves. Tell them the prizes for whatever they're going to do. Let them decide for themselves whether they want the high price or the low price. Know the kind of friends they keep. Is it the friends that motivate them? Or is it the friend that, because some of them, they have some friends, because these same friends are one of the greatest things that frustrate your children. You see a very brilliant child, because of the friend he's keeping, he starts to drop. Try to do easy things, or do things that doesn't going to foster their future. I started calling him doctor when he was in second grade. He continues. I said, okay, if you want to be a doctor, everybody knows him as a doctor in our house. Even Roy had called him Dr. Prince. Praise the Lord. I'm giving this in as a testimony and also for us to know that when we speak words and follow it up, God confirms it, especially when it is a good thing. It is easy from when you curse. You don't need any effort, because if you want to burn this house now, just one match, this place will get on fire. You don't need extra work to burn this place. But to build this place, it takes so much time. For your child to be that child they want to be, there are a lot of things that they need to do. And also asking God for his grace at all time. When he went to college, I keep on telling him, oh, which class? Be involved. Don't say, oh, they are doing their own thing. No. Get involved. They know that you are involved. They know that they have a responsibility to report to you how they are doing. Don't leave them. Don't just focus on whatever you are doing. Because at the end of the day, it goes back, come back to you. Praise the Lord. I keep on talking to him. The mom keep on talking to him. I cannot tell you that we did something extraordinary. It's all by his grace. But there is never a time we fail to pray. And I remember one thing that we used to say. See, look, no matter whatever you do in school, always do not see yourself. Anytime you start to see that you are smart, you start to have problem. Know that whatever you do, your brilliance or whatever you do, it is all by his grace. And give God the glory. And always pray and ask God for breakthrough. And there are going to be challenges. When he said he wanted to do medicine, I said, is it what you choose? He said, yes. I said, okay, you do know that it's difficult. He said, yes. Okay, I am not forcing you. Praise the Lord. Before he took MCAT, they were supposed to start taking it from second year. And they will try it as many as they can. Every time, have you registered for MCAT? I will register it. Have you did this? No, I will register it. Until one day, I said, okay, go, when you go back, register it and tell me, I will pay for it. He did that one. The first one he took, he did well, but it was not so competitive. No, the first trial. The second time is the last chance for him to take it. I said, have you registered? I told you, since. He said, you're not registered. It's okay. What is the time to be? So this is the last one. Oh, why? He couldn't talk. He registered it. Behold, The day he took the exam, he went late. He didn't calculate well. And I blame myself because I was supposed to follow up, but I thought that everything is over. He was living in the downtown. There was traffic. He just looked at the GPS. It was giving him 15 minutes. What's supposed to be 15 minutes? It took him almost an hour. Before he got there, it's late. They said he can't take that exam. He didn't call me. I was thinking that it's done. And I was asking, how was the exam? They were all of them in the family. They all know. I don't know because he think that I will rain brimstone. When he finally told me, I said, okay, there is no problem that this is supposed to be a teaching moment for you. I remember I told him that God is going to give you admission, but this is going to be a lesson for you. You're going to use what you have. You don't have any other option anymore. Praise the Lord. At any point in time, try to affirm the word of God. I said, God, we pray. I said, God, we are looking for only one chance, not two. One chance. And I told him to apply as many schools as you can. He applied. Even as at the time he was to graduate, about a few days to his graduation, he'd be receiving, we are sorry you are qualified, but due to this, that we are not accepting rejection. At the point, he got rejection the same day, him and the fire. I said, what is going on? Yes. It's okay. At the time, I said, plan B, because I know how test is supposed to be. His classmates, most of them that are supposed to do medicine with him, they changed course. Some of them got very big paying job in Amazon, in tech companies. He's the only one left. And he stick to it. I said, okay. Praise the Lord. God being so faithful, just as what we have asked of the Lord is what did for us. He had only one acceptance. He was not given the opportunity to do that, this and that. That was how he get into it. What am I saying? Start to know how to communicate. Bring your children to the knowledge of God. And let God do the rest. Praise the Lord. Children are encouraged to obey their parents. For the children that are not here, their parents, I want you to relate it to them. It is very, very important. As it is in the old days, so it is today. We know the story of Isaac. When he was growing old, he called his son Esau, the one that normally brings, you see, everything, you know the strategy. Say, go to the bush and get me some meat. Prepare it very well. Wives, when you make your husband happy, there is nothing that he cannot do for you. Except that person is a witch. Yes, I'm telling you. Sometimes, what the husband is demanding from you is respect. Sometimes, what your wife is demanding for you also is attention. You think it doesn't matter, but it matters so much. When you do it, you start to control it. You see, as big as the ship is, very large, it's controlled with a small knob. When you know the strategies, you can handle your person. You can handle your children. And when the family is happy, God is happy, your communication and relationship with God is cordial. But when there is division in the family, sometimes it's a round peg in a square hole. Everybody do his own way. Don't copy anybody. Originality, don't copy anybody. The Bible says, righteousness, contentment is a great gain. You may see some people, they may have all this, but they don't have contentment because every time they are looking to this and that, they don't have peace in their mind, in their life. But you see somebody who is able to meet his needs, living very happily. The most important thing in life is what? Peace of mind and happiness for you and your household and for people around you. May God help us to honor one another. May God help us to speak positive things to our own lives. May God help us to live a godly life. Because the generation we are today, a lot of things, distractions all over. Things that you look at it, things that if you are not careful, they say even the elect, we are at that era now. We are at that stage. Everything is just moving at a supersonic speed. A little child that is not up to 2 months, you look at him now, you keep phone, keep. I don't think the fake phone goes to market again. Keep fake phone here and the original phone, pick iPhone, leave the fake one for you. Very sure. We are coming back from Alabama. I saw a small child. That child, I don't think it's up to 3 months or 2 months. Was crying. The mom brought the phone, immediately stopped and was pressing. And they know where to go. I called my wife, Lucy, look at this child. I said, what generation are we in? So we need to step up as parents. It's no more business as usual. We need to step up with them. Because before you count one, they count two. So if you are not matching up, knowing strategies to move with them, to make sure you achieve your goal, they will outsmart you. And the result may not be interesting. Praise the Lord. No matter whatever we are doing, we are engaged, let us make time to invest in their life. Investing in their life doesn't mean giving them money. Investing in their life means bringing them to the word of God at every opportunity you have. It may be confident, it may not be confident. You may think they are not hearing it, they are hearing it. Those words is like a seed. It's not when you plant a seed that it's going to germinate, you see it sprouting, no. Some seed may become dormant, take long. Some seed is looking for, like a bean tree, when it flies far away, it takes time. Some will fall on the foot. Different soil structures, different conditions. So when you are doing that, don't give up. If your own seed has not germinated, do not give up. One day it will germinate. If there is anything you are asking God here today, I don't care what it is. Everybody has situation. As far as I'm concerned, I used to say, hey, everybody carry something. Yes, I carry my own thing. You carry your own. We are making support. The magnitude is the same. It's just a different. As we are human, we have different faces. But the same blood runs in our vein. But we are encapsulated with different faces, very uniquely, no matter how many numbers we are here. And everybody's own situation is different. My own is different. You may see me, all is well with this person, but I may have been something for you that my own problem may not be anything to you. But because it's a self-deprivation, it means so much to me that it gives me a tough time. Another person may have his own problem. That's why originality is very important. Don't copy anybody. But when you see good things, emulate good things. I've not been exercising, but I want to tell you, if you look at me now, for those of you, you can see that there is a little change. I pray that I sustain it. I'm not like Pastor Yata that is so disciplined. Since they came every morning, they do exercise. My wife joined them because I'm a drag coefficient for my wife. She pushed me, I don't, but this time around, I had some shame. I said, I need to do this, you know, not when they go, oh, this brother, he eat too much and then he doesn't do exercise. I start doing. And this time, it was very tough. The first time, I tried it. I feel refreshed. I'm not like Maswell who can run the whole of surprise. So it's one step at a time. So when you see good things, you copy it. There are certain things you need to copy. There are certain things you need to make it unique for yourself. Not everything you copy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, 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 amen. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen, amen. Name.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we bless you, Lord. We glorify your holy name because there is none like you. You say your word does not return unto you void without fulfilling the purpose for which you sent it forth. You have spoken to your children as a family. Some of the things that will help us to build our Christian life and to enjoy our marriage, our children, and to also have a good grace to come to your presence.
Father, there are many of us here,
as our faces are different.
You know, you have given us power by the words of our mouth.
As many as are going to speak, oh God, things that concerned them in any form, we are asking, oh Lord, grant them their request in the name of Jesus. Amen. Meet them at the point of their needs. Amen. As our faces are different, so is our needs, oh Lord. Some of us here has the need of husband. Some of us here has the need of children. Some of us here have different needs, oh Lord, of job, needs of admission, needs of divine health. One thing or the other, they have been asking you, Lord. You never fail. You never disappoint. Father Jehovah, I pray, Lord. Some are asking for peace of mind. We know that you are the Prince of Peace. The peace you give passeth all the understanding of men. You say, my peace I give unto you, not as the world given. Blessed Jehovah, grant the request of your people in the name of Jesus. Amen. Some of us are in school. Some of us, some of our instructors have sworn that they're not gonna do well. They have no power. They cannot decide, oh Lord. You have given us authority to decide what is good for us, not another person, oh God. As we proclaim success, let it be established in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to bring children of our brethren in this place, oh Lord. Some children are struggling. Some children need redirection, oh Lord. You have not given up on them, oh Father. All that you have spoken concerning them shall come to pass, oh Lord. The devil cannot take them. It doesn't belong to him. What belongs to you must come to you, Lord. I cover them with the blood of Jesus wherever they are, Lord. Just as the prodigal son, one day he realized that he is the son of a king. Let them come back. I know that the dad can even make so much merriment, more than the one that are around. Father, I don't know how you're going to do it, Lord. Those who are still trying to find their direction, direct their path in the name of Jesus. Amen. Is there anyone here having any affliction? Sickness. You say, by your stripes we are healed. I am proclaiming healing to such a person in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let there be a healing. Healing. From the crown of your head to the toe of your feet. Because God is our healer. He said, good health is the bread of the children. Grant it to your children in the name of Jesus. Is anyone here suffering pain? Pain is very debilitating. You don't know where the pain is coming from. Some they cannot describe. Some referred pain is supposed to be on the head, it's on another area. They have taken medications, it's not working. Where medication fail, that's when God starts. Because our God is a miracle working God. Father, relieve them of every pain in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone here looking for the fruit of the womb, oh God? This is the promise you made. Father, I have been there. When I got married, oh Lord, I asked God, this is not what I bargained.
I know how challenging it is, oh Lord. We cannot play ignorant of how one feels. But you had a promise that there shall not be a barren in your midst. This is your word, it's not my word, Lord. On this we stand and proclaim, oh God, let there be fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. For anyone that is looking for the fruit of the womb, oh God. Is there anyone in school? This subject, when you remember it, your heart jumps into your stomach. Father, you are the source of all knowledge. Reveal yourself, the secret of that particular study, that that person will approach it with ease. Give the person the strategy, oh Lord, that we're gonna hear testimonies, oh Lord, that since this prayer has been offered, I understand this in a different way. I never knew it was not so difficult. And at the end of it, oh Lord, there will be success. There will be success. Thank you, gracious Father. Thank you, eternal King of glory. We want to thank you for all that has given, oh Lord. Out of what you are giving today, that I have just given you, oh Lord, I pray that you multiply a millionfold, oh Lord. For those who are not to give, oh Lord, I pray that you provide in the name of Jesus. Thank you, gracious Father. Thank you for our choir. Thank you because every Sunday they are here doing the only ministry that we're going to continue. Every other thing we are doing here is going to cease. But this is the only ministry that is going to continue. Father, I pray that you continue to reveal yourself unto them, O Lord. You continue to refine their voice. You continue to make them to sing, O Lord, unto you according to your unction. Not as a display or demonstration, but the glory of your holy name in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. As we are going to our home, as we are moving on to this week, oh Lord, may your face and countenance shine upon us in the name of Jesus. May your grace go with us wherever we go in the name of Jesus. May we find favor in the hands of those who want us to fail. Let the man that is speaking, gossiping about us in workplace start to speak good things about us, oh Lord. For those who are looking for upliftment, oh Lord, create opportunities for advancement in their careers, oh Lord. For those who are thinking of businesses to establish, oh Lord, give them the knowledge and the will drive to launch out in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, oh Father. We want to bring our guest, Chidibuaka, and the family before your presence, oh Lord. Father, they are part of our family GMI here. Every year they visit us and have fellowship with us. Father, this week they will be leaving for Nigeria. I want to come in and let the church live, face, focus where they are and pour out the blessing upon them and ask God for his grace upon their lives for journey mercies. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, we commit them into your hand. You brought them all the way, thousands of miles to this place, for them to come and have some rest. As they are going back, O King of glory, you go with them. Grant them journey mercy, O Lord. Nothing shall by any means hurt them, O Father. In the name of Jesus. Even their daughter they left behind as she be going back to school, King of glory. Help her and protect her. To the glory of your holy name. Thank you, gracious Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.